Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Edward Gillette statue to be unveiled in downtown Gillette. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Gillette's namesake will soon have a permanent place in the heart of downtown Gillette. Gillette Main Street will unveil a new bronze statue honoring Edward Gillette on Wednesday, July 1st at 5:30 p.m. at the corner of Gillette Avenue and 2nd Street. According to a press release from Gillette Main Street, the statue, created by local artist Tom Ford, is a signature project of Gillette Main Street's Design and Beautification Committee and is a part of the community's celebration of America's 250th anniversary. Gillette Main Street CEO Jessica Cedars says the monument recognizes Edward Gillette's role in the city's founding while honoring the pioneering spirit that continues to shape the community today. The project was funded through donations from local businesses, organizations, and community members, with major support from the Gillette Rotary Club, the Roy and Gloria Dinsdale Foundation, and Wyoming State Parks and Cultural Resources. The unveiling ceremony will feature remarks from community leaders before the statue is officially revealed. The event is free and open to the public, and organizers hope the monument will become a lasting downtown landmark celebrating Gillette's history for generations to come. More than 37,000 Wyoming children to receive summer grocery benefits. More than 37,000 Wyoming children will receive extra help buying groceries this summer through the Sunbucks program. According to WyoFile, the Wyoming Department of Family Services says eligible school-aged children will automatically receive a prepaid debit card loaded with $120 to help replace school breakfasts and lunches missed during the summer break. The federally funded program was created by the U.S. Department of Agriculture in 2024, but Wyoming initially opted out. Legislative efforts to join the program failed in both 2025 and 2026. Earlier this year, however, Governor Mark Gordon implemented Sunbucks through an executive order providing one-time funding and directing the Department of Family Services to launch the program. Family Services Director Corinne Schmidt says the program is especially important for rural families, giving them added flexibility to purchase groceries when they need them most. Most eligible families are being enrolled automatically and are already receiving notification by mail or email. Benefit cards are expected to be mailed out in early July, and families will have 121 days to use the funds. Families who believe they qualify but are not automatically enrolled can apply through the Wyoming Department of Family Services. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.